Hello, everybody. Welcome to the TideSports.com Pigs Trying to Survive podcast. We're just sort of treading water here at Tide Sports.
I wouldn't even call myself treading water.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hunter missed 25 tackles and most of his picks.
Yeah.
Last weekend. I'm not gloating. Clint and I didn't do much better. So I think the one sure winner on this program is our sponsor, Wickles, and Hunter's going to tell you about
it. Yeah, we're really happy to have Wickles on board with us sponsoring. This is a company that I've loved for years. I used to have my mom ship me Wickles when I lived in Texas. They're actually available in Texas now, though, but from pickles, okra, relish. Their red relish goes great on sandwiches, and I use it in my tuna salad as well. Check out Wickles at your local grocery store and go to wickles.com for more information.
All right. So, yeah, like Cecil was saying, rough week for all of us. Both Cecil and I went 4-6. Hunter, not that much worse, but, 3-7 looks, I guess, a lot worse than 4-6, but it's really not.
Looks pretty bad.
Yeah. None of us looked very good, though, and both of our gaps keep dropping that much further. If I could just get back to 500, I'd be happy on the season, but it's not looking likely.
It looks about as bad as my throat and voice sound this morning.
Well, yeah, which I'm sure a lot of Alabama fans can relate to that.
Look, we were just trying to do our part on Saturday night to help our boys out, it just wasn't quite enough.
Yeah, well, I will say this, atmosphere was pretty phenomenal down the stretch, which I was very thankful for. I mean,
at the end of the second quarter, you didn't think it was going to get that way,
right?
And the crowd hung in there right till the end.
I did. I was in the portal for our last touchdown. I will admit that. I quit. And then so we got an onside kick going on. So we're watching the onside kick down at the bottom level, like by a concession stand.
But you're in the stadium.
I was in the stadium, and I was like, all right, if we get this, we're going back in. And by God, it was a really, really good onside kick. Gave him a chance, but the LSU guy just came up on the ball and made a play.
Yeah, that fantastic play by him. And I will say, I guarantee you there weren't many, but there were a few fans that probably bailed when they got down by 20 points at halftime.
Oh, one of my best friends did. Like, oh, he's out, but he's a noted quitter though. Like he also left when Blake threw that third pick in the 2014 Iron Bowl, he immediately went home. Like, and didn't see any of the rest of that game.
See, I don't get that. You've taken the. I guess you don't. I don't have a fan mentality. Nobody's taunting me,
right?
Or I don't.
At this point, it
listen
is
to much of that. So.
With this friend I'm talking about, it's what we know him as. He is who he thought he was. Like he's gonna leave.
That was typical. Typical that guy.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Some people are.
Quitters. Yeah, when the going gets tough, quit.
I was thinking of and we need to move on with our picks. It's like last week basketball season. There are plenty of people lost a pin by 1 point, and there were plenty of people who were like, "That's it. I'm not going to any games. I'm
right.
Selling my season tickets until they hire Tom Izzo."
Real quick, I messed up on the ad read. It's WicklesPickles.com. Now, I don't know what you would get if you go to Wickles.com, and it could be something
don't
weird.
Go there.
I probably wouldn't do it. So go to WicklesPickles.com.
Perfect. Well, like Alabama, we're going to try to bounce back this week. Alabama's going to be involved in our picks amongst several SEC teams. A lot of great games, actually. And the good part about this point of the season and where things are at, there's going to be games every week that matter as far as the playoff race, as far as, Alabama's chances now with them losing LSU. And we'll kind of get some of those. We'll go ahead and start things off. Guys, Indiana is on the road at Penn State, and Penn State is our 14-point favorites.
I thought you said there were a lot of good games this week.
We're getting the boring stuff.
This is ranked versus ranked, Hunter.
Yeah, this is actually a,
believe it or not,
Alabama needs Penn State at some point to get that second loss. So.
I don't know that we need it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I think it'd be optimal.
I think
If they don't, I guess that means they beat Ohio State and they beat whoever comes out of the West.
Right.
They'd have a strong case, but. I don't see the Big Ten getting two. We'll see what happens, but I don't see that happening. So, but what Penn State does do is throw a clunker out there every year, and they did that last week. Credit to Minnesota. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Gophers, but so I don't know. Penn State plays better at home. I'll take them.
I'm going Penn State here.
Yeah, I think they really need to bounce back. Now, granted, they were coming off a bye week, but prior to that bye week, they had Iowa, Michigan, and then Michigan State. That was a pretty tough gauntlet.
By the way, now, this is how everybody ended up in the sewer last week, by everybody picking the same way on every game.
Right.
So, well, yeah. I've got.
So if you're out there, betting Junior's Christmas money, just because we all pick one, might be a good time to look at Indiana. But I am not going to take the Hoosiers. I don't think they'll be able to handle the pressure of being ranked.
Mary Sue's orthodontic fund.
All right. Next game on the list, Michigan State is on the road taking on Michigan. Not an overly great game, but I decided to include it because it is a rivalry. And, you know,
that's a lot of points.
It is. 13.5, by the way.
It's been pretty bad this year.
They have.
I'm going with Michigan.
Yeah, I am too. How's that? Well, Hunter and I will never pick different teams ever again.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be honest with you. The last time I was in this sort of position, and I thought Michigan State's defense could keep them within that range, it ended up not even coming close. I think it might have been Ohio State.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Michigan too, but I really don't want to. But I'm not going down that same path.
13.5 is different also than 14 too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's a very good point. So to start, we're all on the same boat, but we'll start switching some of these up, I'm sure. Next game on the list, Navy, top 25 team, is at Notre Dame, and the Fighting Irish are 9.5-point favorites.
I really don't know what to think about this game.
Yeah. Navy's done a great job this year. They are who they are. They have a long history of not getting to be good enough to beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame has used them like a dish rag over the past 50 years.
Navy got them one time.
Navy got them one time. But my nephew is in the Navy, and I'm getting 9.5 points, so I'm taking Navy.
I'm going to change it up. I'm going Notre Dame.
Man, okay. I'm glad you went Notre Dame, because I originally was wanting to go Navy, but as soon as he said Navy, I was like, well, if Hunter goes Navy, I'm wanting to go Notre Dame, so I am going Navy.
Okay, I'll go Lone Wolf on this one.
There you go.
And it kind of been the same thing.
You got a heck of a shot.
There's been several times I felt like Notre Dame would cover a line roughly about this. I don't remember who they were playing a couple weeks ago, but I think it was in the low teens, and I thought surely they'd cover it, and they ended up not, so I wanted to try to avoid them. Next game on the list, Wake Forest is on the road versus Clemson, and Clemson is a whopping 32.5-point favorite. This game would have been a lot more interesting had Wake Forest got past Virginia Tech.
This is like Clemson's like third toughest game of the season.
Let me warn you, in the unreadable zoo that is my Twitter feedback, I've had one Clemson fan tell me this is the equivalent of their LSU game.
You're kidding.
Wake Forest is ranked, man. They're a ranked opponent.
Are they still going to be ranked?
Alabama couldn't beat a ranked opponent. But now Clemson's going to beat a ranked opponent.
Right.
They're 23rd or something. Well, they're like 46th in the Sagarin.
Yeah.
You know, Dabo's been running it up on teams, called a timeout and threw at the end of the NC State game. So I'll take Clemson.
I'm going Clemson, too.
There's at least one member, I will not say it's all, there's at least one member of the Clemson fan base who thinks neutral field, Wake Forest and LSU is a toss-up.
That's incredible. I'm definitely going Clemson, too, but I'm making the pick first on the next one, so I can't be accused of following suit. Next game on the list, which should be a pretty good game, I think. Minnesota is on the road at Iowa, and Iowa is a 3-point favorite.
I'm going to take Iowa, partly because I think Iowa will cover, partly because there's 1,000 college football analysts out there writing about Minnesota this week. And you take every word of that and just shred it and dump it. We start a fire with it here.
No, Cecil, they're legit, man.
They were at home last week. It was the biggest game they've had at their home stadium.
Yeah, good for them. I'm not criticizing Minnesota's kids.
I just think it's set up for a perfect letdown game.
Well, I would say that if it was anybody but Iowa, who always will let you down.
Right.
That's fair. I'm still going Iowa, though.
Without
can we think of a comparison to this Minnesota team like a team that...
No, because, I mean, you can't...
Maybe Mississippi State 2012.
Well, Baylor's doing the same thing this year. Baylor's doing this.
Just a team that, like, you know, they're undefeated. You're like, how? And it's November. I mean, heck, Alabama 2005.
What are y'all... And you don't want to jump down this rabbit hole too much.
Doesn't happen much in the SEC, which we're most familiar with, Hunter, because you actually play good teams at some point.
But I've heard a lot of people say that they feel like a one-loss Minnesota or a one-loss Baylor runner-up in their conference would go still over Alabama. No, I'm not buying that.
I haven't heard anybody say that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, I got some delusional people out there on Twitter, but I hadn't heard that.
Okay.
How would you even go over your own conference champion, and how would there be two Big 12 teams?
Well, that's what sort of, I guess, they were, which we'll talk about that as we get into some of those games.
Okay, I haven't made a pick yet, I'm also going Iowa.
You're talking about Ole Miss beating LSU kind of stuff happening to make that happen.
Right.
Right, okay.
I'm cool with that also.
Speaking of one of those two teams, well, actually, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
We're five games through, and then we'll come
back. We're leaving them hanging. They just teased them a bit there. Speaking of which, let's take a break.
Okay. We've gotten the hang of this finally, 10, 11, 12 weeks into the season. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up these games. This has been the Bama Beat Podcast, brought to you by Zaxby's and Wickles. And welcome back into the Bama Beat Podcast, brought to you by Zaxby's and Wickles. Glad to have them on board, guys. I kind of got off the pickle train there for a while in high school when I used to get cramps a lot and had to chug pickle juice. I hated pickles for quite a while, but I'm getting back on the train, and with Wickles on board, what a great time.
What a blessing. What a great time to do it. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll dive right back into these games. Left you on a cliffhanger before the break.
And everybody was very suspenseful during that read, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, on pins and needles. So Oklahoma is a 10-point road favorite going on the road to take on Baylor. And I'm going to go ahead and jump on this. And I'm saying that's too many points. I'm going to take Baylor.
I'm going to Oklahoma.
Man, that's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points.
And Oklahoma lost two really good players this week defensively.
Right, which was not already.
I think they were both on defense. I think they were both.
They were, and their defense already was not playing great.
So, I mean, they're already bad anyway. can't get that much.
I wish we could take the over here.
Yeah.
Which is probably 173, but I'll take Baylor. What the heck?
Okay. All right, got that down. Now we're getting into the SEC slate of games, the good stuff. All right, Florida is going on the road to Missouri, and Florida is a 7-point favorite.
Does this line look low to anybody?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, if you told me back in – well, still, though, if you had told me back in September that – or August that Florida was going to Missouri and they were, a 7-point favorite, I probably would have taken Missouri all day there, because honestly, at the beginning of the year, I thought Missouri would win this game. I just don't like where Missouri's at right now. Too many injuries. Lines is really low. I mean, I would have thought it'd been more like 12.
They got nothing to play for.
Yeah, here. So,
thanks their own situation.
Right, yeah, so I'm going Florida here. It's my lock of the week right here, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, look at what – so Missouri –
yeah, I'm going Florida, too.
Their last, what – three games, it looks like. So, who did Missouri play last week?
Georgia.
Yeah.
And got throttled.
Yes,
shut out. Did they get shut? Or did they score right at the...
I think they might have said they scored.
Oh, they did score right there for that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm definitely going Florida here. There's just... Has there been any team... And granted, injuries have played a part, but has there been any team in the SEC that's been a bigger disappointment than Missouri? There were people that were picking them to win the East, which, I mean, I thought was already a little bit of a stretch. But the bold move, the kind of controversial pick. But I've been very disappointed with what I've seen out of them. So who did you guys go?
We both went with Florida.
Man, we're – okay. Next game on the list. LSU is going on the road to take on Ole Miss. Ed Orgeron taking on his former team. And the Tigers are 21-point favorites on the road.
Potential letdown here.
I've really thought about that, but I don't.
It's not enough points for me, though.
Yeah, 21 just, and man, it's so tough because that was my initial reaction. And I was like, let me go look at the line. And I saw 21, and I was hoping you could get it in the high 20s.
Yeah. I'm going LSU.
Yeah, I think I am too. Cecil, what you got?
LSU will run it up. I'll take LSU.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, maybe not run it up, but I do think they win by more than 21.
Ole Miss isn't a great defensive team. I think Luke's done a good job holding them together, but barring a massive hangover, which they know how to handle in Baton Rouge, that's their lifestyle, so they'll be fine.
I do. I would not be surprised if LSU came out flat to start, but I definitely think they'll right the ship fairly quickly.
Speaking of LSU fans and hangovers, it was pretty wild to see how many of them were still in downtown Tuscaloosa at like noon and one. Like, great supporting the Tuscaloosa economy. So I'm really glad they're doing that. And if I was them, I wouldn't want that whole weekend to end.
No, I don't know. I'm not out as much as Hunter, but I don't.
Few people are, Cecil.
I didn't see any problem with any LSU fans.
Oh no, I had no problem with them at all. I know that the service industry here in Tuscaloosa loves when they come to visit because they know how to take care of their bartenders. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. I didn't know that, but it makes sense though. All right, next game on the list, probably the best game of the weekend. Probably. Georgia is on the road at Jordan-Hare Stadium taking on Auburn, and the Bulldogs are 2.5-point road favorites.
This is a tough.
Really tough because my heart, tells me that Auburn's going to win the football game. But the more I think about it, I mean, I really do think that Georgia wins.
I'll tell you what, I think that Auburn's defense matches up really well with Georgia's offense.
Yeah,
offense. Yeah. I think the under on this game is I'd probably take the under here because I don't think Auburn's offense is going to be able to score against Georgia's
20
defense.
20-17 type game?
Oh, yeah, easily. I mean, that's a shootout for these two teams.
Yeah. So I would definitely think that Georgia's probably going to win the game just simply because I don't think as conservative as Gus Malzahn has to be with Bo Nix, now that there's not really anybody backing him up, their offense is not going to be able to put up enough points, even though I think that Auburn's defense has a great game against Georgia's offense.
I like that the line's 2.5 and not 3.
Agreed.
So I'm going to go Georgia.
So y'all are both Georgia?
Yeah.
I'm Auburn.
I like it.
I'm Auburn. Auburn all the way.
They might get that mojo working again.
They might. I have seen it before.
If they're going to spoil someone's season, I'd rather than spoil. But the thing, so here's where kind of conflicting. As an Alabama fan, probably best for Auburn to win this football game.
I don't think it makes as big of a difference as people are making it out to in Bama's eyes, but yeah, it would help.
Well, here are the three things about that. First of all, it takes Georgia off the table.
Right.
Regardless of even if they win the SEC. Two lost Georgia, even if they were to beat LSU.
They're not getting in over Alabama with one loss.
I don't know if they're getting in over Alabama with one loss.
That's tough.
I don't know. They'd have a win over LSU.
But that South Carolina loss is so bad.
Yeah, though. Appalachian State.
It's bad. That's the kind of loss that hurt Ohio State.
Right.
When they were a two-loss champion.
And Ohio State wasn't going up against a wide receiver playing quarterback either the entire second half. It's a really bad loss.
Yeah, I agree. And Ohio State got left out because of losing at Iowa in a similar situation.
Right.
So, second, it increases Alabama's value of an Auburn win, which Alabama has to win.
That's what I'm more so thinking about. But that also hurts me because that means the Iron Bowl matters, which I don't really like.
And third, and this is probably a point that's far down the list, but Auburn would have beaten Oregon and not Alabama. Mm-hmm. And played them both.
Yeah, right. Alabama would have gone on the road to beat Auburn.
Now,
and Oregon played them in a neutral site.
I understand Alabama fans and there are plenty of them who will hell with all that.
Yeah, I'm not
going to pull for Auburn, so that's fine. I guess
I think a lot of Alabama fans have gotten pretty sick.
I guess it's just a situation.
Georgia here recently, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to go into it like, all right, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
I'm
not
going to
indifference.
I'm not going to emotionally invest too much.
The funniest thing would be for Auburn to beat Georgia and then Texas A&M to go to Athens and beat them in Florida to get to the championship game anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's talk about a turn of event. Oh, how the turntables.
And that would increase the value of Alabama's win over Texas A&M as well.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's my new Gump, favorite Gump scenario right there. It's a little bit too Gump to be true, but yeah, that's
okay.
So, we'll see what happens. I would, again, without having a particular preference, but I'd like to see that Georgia A&M game mean a little something.
That'd
be interesting.
Right.
A little heat on it.
Right.
See what happens.
Agreed. All right, last game on the list, Alabama looking to bounce back, going on the road to Starkville to take on Mississippi State. Alabama is a 21-point favorite.
I'm having a hard time measuring Mississippi State because they played, they lost, got hammered four times. Then, yes, they had a big win and scored 54 points in their last game, and they've had an open week. But that last game was Arkansas,
right?
Yes.
So what do you? How do you evaluate that? How do you measure that? How many? And I'm sorry for the Arkansas fans who are my friends, and hate to see, you know, Chad Morris go, but it was,
it had to happen.
I have never seen a group of national sports, or many national sports writers here in the press box, and that SEC writers who were here Saturday, and that halftime score came across. With Western Kentucky was up, I think, 31-7 at the half. And 100% agreement that Morris would be fired either Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Also, congratulations to Mahu Casagrande. I'm sure he was gloating a little bit in the press box.
Percentage-wise, they're tied with LSU atop the SEC West.
Right, yeah.
So, but anyway.
Well,
it makes it hard to evaluate whether Mississippi State's playing better, whether they can go out and put 54 points up on somebody. Because who knows how bad Arkansas was that day?
You know, who knows? The big number there is that they, in my opinion, is that their defense
gave
allowed
up 25.
20, yeah, 24,
to
25.
To that team.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they put up in the teens against Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I just. Plus, you got to think Alabama only has a couple of more chances to prove that they're a playoff worthy team.
Yeah, although I will say this. What Alabama's got to do, beyond worrying about playoff worthy or style points or so forth, they got to play better on defense. They got to get their defense fixed. And I don't know. And this may be better suited for the Alabama podcast, but I'm going to say it real quickly here. After a loss, after a performance that a coach isn't happy with, that coach, particularly if he's a highly successful coach, tends to revert back to what he's comfortable with, which with Nick Saban is running the ball. All of a sudden, Najee's running the ball, you know, for 175 yards against LSU.
And he had the best game of his career.
Had a great game. Yeah, you know, the offensive line could have been better, could have been worse. But
at spots, for sure.
Feel like if they feel like they can go out and run, Mississippi State is not the
Mississippi State.
Not the Jeffrey Simmons, Montez Sweat, Mississippi State. So I don't know if that's conducive to 21-point, covering a 21-point line. But I'm gonna say Alabama will do it, but it may be closer to a 31-10 type game.
Right.
Than a
52-30.
I'm going Alabama as well. Now, granted, sometimes the lingering effects of a physically fought LSU game has, you know, hurt Alabama, which might be why that line is sitting around. Because at first I thought that line would be higher.
Like, yeah, 26, 27.
Right. Well, exactly kind of where I had it, the range. So it came in lower, which is why I want to go Alabama. But at the same time, if they ended up struggling, I honestly would not be surprised. This happened before. So that's going to do it. A lot of the same picks.
But did you pick? Did you pick Alabama?
Yeah, definitely picked Alabama. Okay. So, yeah, we ended up having a lot of the same picks, but we varied on enough games for it to matter. So hopefully that, you know, we can get Cecil to become human when it comes to picking ball games.
We only got like 20 games to make up.
Yeah.
25.
We got some different ones this week, so movement.
I think we just continue this train on into the postseason.
And the reason I at least nudged y'all out, my SEC second half team of the year is Tennessee Vols, man. And I thought, you know, they got down 10-0, I guess, at Kentucky, and I thought, oh man, I'm just having a terrible day. They turned up the intensity and looks like they're going to make it to a bowl game. You know, just have one more win, got Vandy on the schedule.
And, right.
Vandy's quarterback situation is such
a mess.
It'd be hard for them to win any games. So, Tennessee could get to 7. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who they got?
Who knows?
They're on a bye this week, but mm-hmm. Is it Missouri?
Yeah, they still got Missouri.
Missouri and Vandy.
Missouri and Vandy. So those are two winnable games, yeah, certainly. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the College Football Pick'em Podcast, brought to you guys by TideSports.com and the Tuscaloosa News. This has been Clint Lamb sitting here with Hunter Johnson and Cecil Hurt. This podcast is brought to you by Zaxby's and Wickles.